from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It's become a little bit old-fashioned to hoof it to your local polling station on Election Day. Not that there's anything wrong with being a little bit old-fashioned, but a new field poll predicts this will be the first statewide general election in which more than half of all voters cast mail-in ballots. KQED's Stephanie Martin reports.
The poll estimates that California election officials will receive 6.5 million mail-in ballots, representing about 51% of the total vote. Poll director Mark DiCamillo says over the past 30 years, there's been a steady increase in the number and proportion of voters who choose to vote by mail. He says the demographics have also changed.
When it was a smaller share of the vote, the mail ballot voters were quite different as a group than the precinct voters. They were much more likely to be older. In fact, there were many more Republicans than Democrats. Now, we're not seeing the same level of difference.
DiCamillo says more mail-in ballots this election may mean more time spent waiting for results.
So if there is an election race like Proposition 30, where it's fairly close, we may not know the outcome for a few weeks.
The field poll estimates just under 13 million Californians will cast ballots this election, or 70% of registered voters. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie Martin.
What's your preferred voting method? Weigh in on the California Report's Facebook page while you're surfing through endless streams of memes people are posting on this election day. Speaking of streams, the Desert Sun went down the list of California water projects Senator Dianne Feinstein listed when she put in for more than $1 billion in federal funds last month. And there's no Salton Sea on the list before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. A spokesman for Feinstein notes Congress authorized $30 million for the Salton Sea in 2007, but the money was never spent because the state refused the required match. Environmentalists warn that unless something is done, more than 100 miles of lake-bottom yucky stuff looks set to rise with a desert wind in the next 6 years, causing great upset to humans and birds, not to mention the fish. As the harvest season rolls to a close for pistachios, growers say this year's crop looks set to hit a record. The little green nut is big business in the San Joaquin Valley, but humans aren't the only ones who like to snack on them, as Alice Daniel reports.
A tiny hole in a raw pistachio shell is also an ecological niche, one that works well for several strains of fungi, all from the same species. Some of those strains produce aflatoxin, a naturally occurring carcinogen also found in crops like corn and cottonseed. Aflatoxin is highly regulated and rare in nuts, but when it is detected, it can cost the industry millions of dollars. The San Joaquin Valley produces almost all of the nation's pistachios and 30% of the world's. Rancher Tom Coleman stands behind a mechanical tree shaker in a Madera County orchard and watches the pistachios rain down into a bin.
A lot of the foreign markets, in particular Europe and Japan, are probably the toughest on grading. They have aflatoxin rejections, and then it gets in the press, and then everybody stops buying pistachios.
Coleman searches through the bounty of nets for evidence of a culprit that assists the fungi.
So they're definitely here because there's the moth. So we're looking through this bin of pistachios, looking for navel orangeworm, the actual worms.
Navel orangeworms drill tiny holes in the nets, which allow the fungi to move in. The more worms there are in a year, the more aflatoxin.
So right now, all we're finding is moths and eggs, so we may be in an intermediate stage right now, but I'm sure they're in here. But they'll be sorted out in the processing.
As will any nuts detected for the toxin. Each year, hundreds of thousands of pounds of pistachios get rejected based on the slightest traces of aflatoxin in samples tested. But that's about to change. Researchers have discovered a related fungal strain that doesn't produce the toxin. It's called AF36, and it's already used to protect corn and cottonseed from aflatoxin contamination. If introduced in sufficient numbers, the AF36 moves in and fills the spaces the more harmful strains once occupied.
What we change is the ratio of the etoxygenic versus the toxigenic.
If there's a landlord evicting the harmful fungi in pistachios, it's Thamis Michelides, a plant pathologist at UC Kearney south of Fresno. For the past decade, he's been experimenting with ways to get the soil-based AF36 into the tree canopy where pistachios grow. Today, he's in his lab, and he picks up samples of dry wheat.
This inoculum here in the petri plate, you see this is a glass petri plate, and we have here a sample of inoculum, which is the wheat.
He succeeded by inoculating wheat seed with the fungus and sprinkling it on the orchard ground. When the wheat gets wet, the fungus spores come to life and ride on the wind to the branches overhead. The healthy fungus can then edge out the toxin-producing fungi.
Because we increase the number so much, this will occupy more sites, and the other strain will not have a chance to occupy the site.
So it's kind of like gentrification.
Yeah.
Michelides treated 3,000 test acres of pistachios for 3 years and found significant decreases in aflatoxin each year. The EPA approved its use as a biocontrol for pistachios in time for this year's bumper crop. Farmers tried it out this summer on 73,000 acres. It's too early to tell how effective it is, but farmer Tom Coleman says this is a good test year.
And the reason I say that is the navel orange worm population has been higher than in past years.
Like many farmers, he was asked to try the fungus by the companies that sort and sell pistachios.
The AF36 was offered to me by my processors at their cost because they're the ones that ultimately end up having to deal with the expense.
But it affects everyone in the industry, he says.
Eliminating that in our crop will make a very easy, steady flow throughout Europe and Japan in particular, but throughout the world.
Bob Klein manages two pistachio organizations in Fresno that deal with technical issues. He says the AF36 will save the industry between $5 and $10 million a year. In the next decade, he expects the local market to grow 1 billion pounds of nuts a year.
All of this will help our export markets achieve the sales that we need to have to sell that billion pounds we have coming.
Almonds and figs, also big in the valley, are sometimes affected by aflatoxin. And both of these industries are likely to use the AF36 process in the near future. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Madera County.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 6th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.